a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw.
The mix on 90.7 WKGC Music. You just heard from John Schneider, called Country Girls. It's 9:36, and you're listening right now to some Waylon Jennings.
You betcha, yeah.
Which you've recorded this song too, haven't you?
I did. I recorded this song as the first song we did when we did the new Odyssey project.
Yeah.
And released 52 songs last year. And that was the very first one. We released 52, one every Tuesday, and we recorded 72.
That's a lot of work.
So we released 52 on radio and on the internet. And yeah, it was a lot of work. It was great. 10 of them were the greatest hits. You just listened to Country Girls. That was the reboot of Country Girls that we just did acoustically. And I'm trying to think of the name. You and I were trying to figure out the name of that
thing.
It's an electronic thing. It's not a glass slide. It's not even a slide. It's something that Ebo? Plays. That's it.
Ebo.
Ebo. Yeah. That's that. Wah, wah.
Yeah.
It actually kind of sounds like when you wet your finger and go around the rim of a wine glass.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting thing there. I love that sound. So we redid all 10 of the greatest hits, four of which were number one. That was a number one song back in the 80s. And we did, if that wasn't enough, we did a Christmas album.
Really?
Yeah. Called Merry Christmas, Baby.
Can I ask you one thing?
What?
When do you sleep?
I don't know. What does that mean?
Okay.
What does that mean? Yeah,
wow.
We did it. We had a great time. And the music is very eclectic.
Sure.
Like the Merry Christmas, Baby, we have a couple of standards on there, but we did Merry Christmas, Baby, which was a B.B. King song, Backdoor Santa, which is a B.B. King song. We did a couple of Louis Armstrong songs. So it's really great. It's really, really terrific when you listen to this stuff, because it's so different than what you're hearing today.
John Schneider in the studio with us this morning. I hope it doesn't offend you, but I mean, you're really well known as Bo Duke.
I am to your age group.
Yes.
Which is interesting, because Duke's was, and to four-year-olds.
Okay, to four-year-olds.
Today. Yeah, four-year-olds have found the Dukes of Hazzard again.
Good.
They're watching it on Amazon Prime, or they're watching it on DVD. Their parents invariably have introduced them.
Sure.
And I ask them, I say, how many times did they have to watch it before they were hooked? And the answer is somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes.
Sure.
Well,
what little kid wouldn't like watching a TV show where these guys get in just a little bit of trouble? It's clean trouble.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but it's so fascinating to me, though, because if you think of all the television shows and all the movies and all the fads and all the crazes and all the administrations, even, that have happened since we started. We started filming 41 years ago.
Okay.
We started airing 40 years ago. And I don't think there's anything from 1979 that is at all relevant today. Anything, or maybe anyone, which is, except Kirk Douglas, of course.
Sure.
Which is pretty wild to be on a television show where, when we were out, Hill Street Blues was the hoity-toity thing to be on, and NYPD Blue, and then ER, and Seinfeld. I mean, even Seinfeld, nobody really...
It was really after
nobody,
the fact.
Yeah, well, but it we did an event just a couple of weeks ago, and I think there were 20,000 people showed up. We did an event a year and change ago, and there were 70,000 people that showed up. We're doing our event at the beginning of April, April 6th and 7th. We're hoping to have between 15,000 and 20,000 people show up because of the power of a 40-year-old television show.
It's amazing.
It's crazy, yeah.
So
I love
us,
it. I love
how'd
it.
You get into the, how'd you get involved in the show? How'd you land the role?
I'd been doing theater for 10 years already. So I was a very focused young theater performer, juggler, magician, guitar player, hair and makeup, anything. You know, when you're in theater, you do a little bit of everything. So when the opportunity came around to audition for Dukes, I was 18. I'm from New York State. I'm from Mount Kisco, New York, Westchester County, New York. And I heard about the audition, and they were looking for 24 to 30-year-olds who were from rural Georgia. So I was 18 from Mount Kisco, and I went in, and I told them I was 24 from Snailville, and I brought in a six-pack of beer and drank a beer in the waiting area and offered the secretary one. And I'm a firm believer that you do
what
not
kind
have
of
a
beer.
It was Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I knew it was coming.
You bet.
Yeah, PBR, baby. And I'm a firm believer that you don't have, in really any business or in life, you do not have a second chance to make a first impression.
Sure.
So I went for it. But that same time, that same week, I auditioned for a movie called The Great Santini with Robert Duvall.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I auditioned to replace John Travolta in Welcome Back, Kotter. So the legend would have it, like I just... Somebody found me on the street and said, "Oh my God, there's Bo." Well, no, that I mean, I was doing a show called the Manhattan Yellow Pages, which was a singing, dancing cabaret show, like a dinner theater show in the same building, which was a big building, the Omni International Hotel, where I auditioned for Dukes and where Burt Reynolds had a restaurant called Burt's Place.
Hmm.
So I was. The moral to that story is go for it. Know what it is you're supposed to do, not just what you want to do. Know what your design is. Go for it, and don't let anybody stand in your way. Don't let somebody else's expectations or lack thereof slow you down. You know, if I'm gonna succeed, I want it to be at my dream. If I'm going to fail, I want it to be at my dream, not yours.
Sure.
Right? So anyway.
Fail on your terms.
Fail on my terms or succeed on my terms.
Exactly. Let me ask you a question about the General Lee.
Okay.
Because I think there's probably a legion of people, men my age, who've tried this and failed miserably. And that is sliding over the hood of a car.
Oh, it's easy.
I've tried it. It hurt.
Well, it depends on the car.
It depends on the hood ornament, I would think.
That's right. That's right.
What was the secret? They wax it down pretty good.
I would wax it down. The secret is building up enough speed
uh-huh.
to jump off. And most of the time when we jumped over the car, we were coming from the police station.
Sure.
So we were already a curb height up.
Makes sense.
So we weren't
But you
leaping.
Guys did it with such finesse.
You know, I even did it on Dancing with the Stars. And
did
I
you?
Just slid across there. Now, that I did wax it. My fear there was I was going to go over too fast and land on my butt. But, yeah, you just have to get up enough speed and go for it. The General Lee has a very flat hood, too.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want to do it over anything that was ribbed in any way or had a center. A lot of the older cars have a centerpiece of mm-hmm. stainless steel
yeah.
going right down the middle. You don't want to do that.
No, that'll hurt.
You have that little bump on your tailbone in the middle. And nowadays, take your cell phone out of your pocket. I mean, come on, have a little.
I was probably in shorts and probably tried
shorts
to...
Shorts are no good
That's no
because
good.
Your skin will go...
I was young. I didn't know any better. But I was trying to slide across the hood of my parents' Monte Carlo. Probably a, I don't know, 79-80 Monte Carlo. It had a big old hood, but it just...
Yeah, good size hood. But you should have like done it from a hillside or something.
Yeah, something.
Yeah. Oh well.
Did you
try it today?
Did you guys get to drive the General Lee at all?
I know
you didn't do your stunts, but
drove it all the time. Yeah.
You tore up a few of them during the filming of that. Didn't
Hundreds.
Because the legend was that it took a General Lee almost a General Lee every episode.
Two actually.
Two. Wow.
Two because we did two jumps,
uh-huh.
and they never drove away from a jump. Okay. Yeah, they were always hauled off after a jump. If they could be fixed, they were fixed so they could jump one more time.
Mm-hmm, put back in the recycle bin.
Kind of, yeah. But that was, you know, we'd have to do, you can't really do a frame straightener on that car because it's a unibody car.
Yeah.
It doesn't really have a frame. Mm-hmm. If you tried, you'd pull it apart. I think they figured that out on the first time. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had, my guess is 329 cars. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Which sounds like a lot, but I think they made 600,000 mm-hmm. of the 69 Charger. Mm-hmm. Came out of Hamtramck, mm-hmm. Michigan. So
certainly turned that car into an overnight legend.
It did, because before that, nobody really cared.
No.
it was the old lady car on Dragnet, or it had a 68, which was a pretty cool car mm-hmm. in Bullet. That's
yeah.
the one they ran into the gas station and blew up.
Yeah, but yeah, it was not the hot car, and then... You guys showed up, and suddenly everybody wanted a Charger.
Everybody had to have that car, mm-hmm. yeah, and you could get them. I mean, they were like $1,200 then.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
No, I see one, and my heart is like, oh, it's the General Lee.
The General Lee.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And, if it's in good shape, they want $45,000 for it.
Sure.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At least, yeah. Well, I'm going to jump one for my birthday that's actually a...
it's the Bo Extravaganza.
Bo's Extravaganza, okay. Yep. So I'll jump the General Lee, and then we've got a guy...
Have you done this
guy.
Before?
I hopped it because I've not jumped it. We're gonna. I think I'm gonna do like 75 feet. It's gonna be fun.
Wow.
Gonna be fun, fun, fun. Yeah. And but I'm going ramp to ramp, which means there's a. You have to get the speed exactly right, and you have to hope that the person who placed the ramp placed it exactly right.
Do you practice this? I mean, is
you
there
can't
a,
practice
you can't,
this.
There's no,
no
practice.
No, I'll practice this. The time I do it for the first and last time will be the time I practice it. So yeah, that's going to be April 6th, Saturday, April 6th, and then on Sunday, April 7th, we've got one of our stunt guys, James Smith, is going to do a turnover. In a police car, so he'll hit a ramp. You see it all the time.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Hit a ramp, and we have a special kicker at the end of these ramps. So once it turns the car over, it catches the rear end of it and pops it up in the air. So that's something that he's going to do. I would not do that, although the stunt guys all say that that is a easier landing than jumping the car.
Really?
Yeah. And then later that day, we're going to have our friends from Northeast Ohio Dukes, who were they were uninvited to jump the Smokey and the Bandit car in Detroit last weekend. They were uninvited. So I called them and said, hey, come on down to Bo's Extravaganza and jump the Smokey and the Bandit car because we wanted to pay tribute to Burt Reynolds.
Any of the other cast from the Dukes of Hazzard?
Tom Wopat will be there. Okay. Byron Cherry will be there. I've got great friends from the show I do now called The Haves and Have-Nots. They will be there. And it's going to be a big time. And then to close it off, playing acoustic guitar with me on stage will be none other than Kid Rock.
Wow.
So Kid Rock is coming down to play.
And where is this?
That's in Holden, Louisiana, which is right in between a town called Hammond and Baton Rouge.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we're 50 minutes from the New Orleans airport. Going to have lots of food. Going to have a carnival for the little kids. Kids 10 and under get in free. I realize it's more than a 9-iron from here, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Sure. Is this...
Yeah, we're blowing up an outhouse, yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
It's real redneck. We're having like a great time.
Redneck is good.
Absolutely.
We understand redneck here.
We do.
It means you work hard, and the back of your neck is what?
Redneck.
Red.
Yeah.
It's not a political term, y'all.
So is this near, in Louisiana, is this near where your studio is?
It is where the studio is.
And
it's the same
you
place.
You wrote some songs because your studio got a little wet.
Got flooded. Yeah, yeah.
Tom can relate to that, actually. He has a recording studio.
Twice now. I flooded in two hurricanes.
So no fun.
I feel your pain. Believe me.
Yeah, it's, Yep. We've been driving around and looking around and seeing some of the some of the damage here. It's devastating. I mean, we did not have the wind. We had water. We had water in the silverware drawer in our house.
Wow.
So
I filled a washing machine with water.
You did?
That's how high it got. Washing machine.
Oh, yeah. Ours floated. Our dryer floated.
Wow. I didn't know they would float.
The dryer will float.
I had no concept.
The washing machine won't, I don't think. I think it'll just fill up. But the dryer floated.
Washing machine.
It was no fun. But I'm delighted to see how folks have bounced back here.
They have.
I see lots of new construction. I see lots of repair. I do, sadly, see lots of slabs out there where there are buildings aren't anymore.
A lot of empty lots out there right now.
I see a lot of posts that used to have signs on them. And I see a lot of pine trees that are snapped in half.
You know, also at the event that we're doing today, they're donating money to recovery.
Right, that's what the car show is about. Is about donating money.
850 strong. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want to play a song that you wrote off that album.
Please do,
because it fit what we were doing here. A lot of your songs had to do with water, and
they did.
You know, here in Panama City, now Mexico Beach had water issues. You know, because they got a lot of storm surge, but we didn't feel a lot of water here. We got a lot of wind.
We were on the west side of the landfall here, so we got the wind, and west side, and if you're on the east side of the landfall, you get the water, and that's what happened to the folks in Mexico Beach, which of course, as bad as it is here, is five times worse in Mexico Beach.
But you wrote a song on that album called An Act of God.